لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله صلى الله عليه وسلم، المبعوث رحمة للعالمين، الذي بلغ الرسالة وأدى الأمانة ونصح الأمة وكشف الله به الغمة وتركنا على البيضاء ليلها كنهارها لا يزيغ عنها إلا هالك. أما بعد، إن شاء الله tonight we're gonna briefly go through a subject, a very important subject inshallah, which is mushabahat al-kuffar, resembling the disbelievers. And what is the guidance of the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam regarding that subject? You see, brothers, there is a great difference between the believers and the disbelievers. The word, the key word of Islam, that you sign the contract with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and you enter Islam through لا إله إلا الله محمد رسول الله أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله. I bear witness there is no deity worthy of worship but Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and I bear witness that Muhammad is his messenger. This word will divide mankind in the hereafter into two groups. The group of the believers, the one that they admit لا إله إلا الله محمد رسول الله, and the one they refuse to say that. The people of the hellfire, the ones that refuse. And the people of paradise, inshallah, the one that they said that word. There is a great difference between a believer and a disbeliever. And the angels cannot combine in any actions with the devils. You know? The angels can be together. The awliya of Allah, scholars of our faith, can't combine with the worshipper of humans, or a worshipper of cows, or a worshipper of stars or idols. There's a great difference. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "Ad-dunya sijnul mu'min wa jannatul kafir." This life is a prison for a believer, and it is the paradise for a disbeliever. So we want to just show you the sides. So when we talk about things, we resemble the disbelievers. The people of the hellfire and the people of paradise can't combine in any actions at all. There is a great difference. There is those people, they enjoying their paradise, which is dunya. And the believers, that is their prison. Why? Because Allah ordering, do that and don't do that. You're going through trials. You're going through conflicts in your life. Tests from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So this life for you as a believer is a prison. And in another words, it's a cultivation for the hereafter. You cultivate in this life, so you harvest in the hereafter, but you don't harvest in this life. The disbeliever, that the one they harvest, because they have nothing to harvest in the hereafter. Great, huge difference between the aims. Allah talk about those disbelievers in the Quran and said, وَالَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا يَأْكُلُونَ وَيَتَمَتَّعُونَ كَمَا تَأْكُلُ الْأَنْعَامُ وَالنَّارُ مَثْوًا لَهُمْ. Those disbelievers, they eat and they enjoy like the animals, and their final destination is the hellfire. If somebody told you this dunya, you're gonna live 100 years and you will be the king in this dunya, but after that there is eternal hellfire. So you look at a disbeliever this way, whatever he gets in this life, he become the king and nothing will happen this way. And there is no, every disbeliever is a king in this life. If he lives that 100 years, if he lives 1,000 years, if he lives 1,000,000 years, but after that, eternal hell. Wal-ayyadu billah. But look at the believer. On the other hand, the believers in this life cultivating for the hereafter. Live those 60 years, worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, wait for his station. We all riding a train, and one day we're gonna go to your station. This is not eternal for you. This is nothing. This is not you, life is not worth it. The least one of the believers that will enter paradise, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give him 10 times what's in life. 10 times, the least one. The one that stays in the hellfire, you know, years and years and years. And when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with his mercy gets him out of the hellfire, the least one is going to get 10, this dunya multiplied by 10. So there is a great, huge difference. So you cannot take those disbelievers as your idols, as your model, as your the example to follow at all. And Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "Man tashabbaha biqawmin fahuwa minhum." Any person that resembles a group of people, he is one of them. This is very dangerous hadith, ya ikhwan. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, in all situations, خالفوا اليهود والنصارى, be different from the Jews and the Christians. خالفوا الكفار, be different from the disbelievers. You see, there is sometimes, every day, you cannot pray after what? After Salat al-Fajr until the sunrise. After sunrise by about 15-20 minutes. Why? And you can't pray either from Asr time behind Asr until the Maghrib time, until sunset. Why? The scholars say there is two wisdoms out of that. The first one is these times the sunrise comes between the two horns of the devil. Then we don't pray at that time. And sunset between the horns of the devil. So we don't pray. The second one is not to resemble the disbelievers. Disbelievers used to worship the sun. So they, when the sun comes out, they start bowing down. And there is a great difference between us. We know that we worship Allah. We don't worship no sun. But at the same time, even in order to resemble those disbelievers in an act, even the goal is different. You worship Allah, but they worship the sun. Then this is prohibited in Islam. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and His Messenger, they put an identity for a believer, for a Muslim, that everybody should resemble him, but he never resembled anybody. You see, the Jews and the Christians in their fasting, they postpone iftar. They don't iftar at once the time of the sun set. They don't. The Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam and his sunnah is immediately once you hear the adhan, you break your fast. You start the iftar. So we don't resemble the people of the book. So resemblance in Islam, completely prohibited. The Majus, the Persian Empire people. Yeah, the Persian people, those people, Rasulullah saw them ask us, even in the shape, he used to have huge, big mustaches and no beard. He said, no. قُصُّ الشَّارِبْ وَعْفُ الْلِحَى. You cut the mustache and you let the beards grow. Why? Not to resemble the Persian Empire people, those kuffar. So all of the time, Rasulullah ﷺ take an identity for a believer. You don't resemble the disbelievers at all. And there is a very upcoming celebrations of the believers. The Christmas and the Thanksgiving and this and that. This is very dangerous. Let's see what is the sunnah told us about that. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, one time there was two jariyah. There is two young girls sitting at the day of the festival, the Eid al-Fitr. And those girls, they were singing. And Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu arda, he came and he saw them singing in the house of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And remember, those are not professional singers. Those are two girls, just young girls. They saying words, not organized. There's nobody that just sitting, fabricating and putting the words together and a band and this and that. Just two young girls. They saying some words. They said, في بيت رسول الله مزمار الشيطان. In the house of Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم, the songs of the devil. Then Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم told him, دعهما. And listen to that. فَإِنَّ لِكُلِّ قَوْمٍ عِيدًا وَهَذَا عِيدُنَا. دَحُمَا. Let them do that singing. Young, two young girls, they sing it. and for each nation, remember that, both lines under that, for each nation there is a festival. A festival. And this is our festival. So remember, it comes right now, the festival is a part of our aqidah. The festival is not just, oh, we choose 2 days, Eid al-Adha, Eid al-Fitr, let's celebrate. No, it's a part of our faith. Those are the only celebrations that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave us. Their celebration is a part of their faith. They don't have our qibla. They don't worship the same God. They worship idols and humans and Jesus, peace be upon him. We worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We have qibla. They don't have no qibla. They eat everything. We don't eat the pork, or we don't eat, drink alcohol or this. We have a goal, and they have a completely different goal. So when we resemble those, we combine the angels with the devils. The scholars of Islam and the scholars of belief with the disbelieving, you know, miserable persons together, mingling them together, put them together. And this will never happen. We combine the people of paradise with the people of hellfire. When we resemble those, for each nation there is a festival. And that's our festival. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam also came to Al-Madinah, and they used to have 2 days to play, like two kind of celebrations. And when Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam came to the Madinah, those days are cancelled. And he says sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, أَنَّ اللَّهَ أَبْدَلَكُمَا بِخَيْرٍ مِّنْهُمَا. The meaning of the hadith that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has replaced those days that the people of Medina used to play and take as a celebration by 2 other days. So you don't put those days as habits and singing. No, it's been cancelled and replaced. You can't put the thing and the replacement of it at the same time. No, if you replace something, you take this out and throw it away and put the other one in. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has replaced those 2 days by the Eid al-Adha and Eid al-Fitr. And from that time, none of the companions of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam celebrate those days at all. And they don't even, a lot of Muslims, they don't even know what days are those. So with those disbelievers, you get mingled with them, or you celebrate with them, you're with them, you're one of them. Until Abdullah ibn Amr ibn al-As radiallahu anhumah, Abdullah ibn Amr, one of the biggest scholars, the biggest companion of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, even in the presence of his father, Amr ibn al-As, the companion of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, whoever settled down among the disbelievers and he celebrates their celebrations, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will put him among them in the hereafter. Ibn al-Qayyim rahmatullah alayh, he's commenting upon that. He said that the meaning of it is that he's become a disbeliever like them. But he's still in among them, he's celebrating their celebrations. Celebrating their celebration. And both the lines underneath the previous hadith said, لِكُلِّ قَوْمٍ عِيدًا. For each nation, we're the nation of Islam, we have our own celebrations. They don't share us with that. They don't come with us to pray to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They refuse to acknowledge and witness the prophecy of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So though we have it's like the north and the south, and you want to combine them together. No, this is north, this is south. So it's completely, absolutely haram. And even all of the 4 madhabs agreeing this is haram. The Hanafiya said, if somebody gives a gift as an egg gift on that day, he's disbelieved. On the day of the kuffar, the day of the celebration of the kuffar, Ali ibn Abi Talib radiallahu anhu warda, he used to be in al-Kufa, that's the where he was settling down, beside, very close to the Persian Empire people. So people still have that celebration of the Persian Empire, which is called Nairuz. Eid al-Nairuz, the beginning of the spring, they bring some sweets and some stuff to Amir al-Mu'mineen radiallahu anhu arda, Ali, and said, you know, this is the Nairuz day, and this is the celebration. He said, what is the Nairuz? Half a Fayruz every day. Look at the Khalifa Rashid radiallahu anhu arda, Ali ibn Abi Talib. He said, have a Fayruz. The name of the celebration is Nairuz. He changed the name and he making another name, Fayruz, and he make it not in that day, but take 5, 6, 10 days and make them Fayruz, another one, the where you get the gifts and celebration. Why? Because we don't resemble the Kuffar, the Persian Empire people. They celebrate that day. No, cancel this and give the gift for your brother in a different day and call it Fayruz or call it something. Not to resemble the disbelievers, not to resemble the Kuffar. So very, very important, Ikhwan. It's a part of the Aqeedah. It's a part of the faith. Celebrations is not like, oh, you choose. Even if that, for example, the Sufi or any Muslim fabricates a day and he said, oh, this is the festival, let's celebrate. Are we going to follow him? No. And he's from Islam. Sufi, when they become a Sufi and they come and they say, oh, this is the birthday of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Let's do zikr. Zikr, it's not actually zikr. This is called dancing, okay? Because they have nothing to do with zikr. Zikr is remembering Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala by the ways that Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam used to do it. How? Reciting the Quran al-Kareem, following the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, praying the prayers that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala asked, saying subhanallah 33 times after each salah. This is remembrance. But the right and the left and the dance is called dancing, has nothing. So when those people, even they are from the Islamic society, when they fabricate something in our faith, we don't follow. Imagine that those, they have no basis for these things. They have no basis for that, so we cannot, there is no way to celebrate or to get involved as a Muslim, as a believer. You have nothing to do with that. You can't give nobody gifts in that day. You cannot celebrate that day. You cannot acknowledge that day at all. وآخر دعوان الحمد لله رب العالمين. جزاكم الله خيرا.
ancient parents, if you forgot your child, we have somebody by Nur al-Islam or Nur al-Huda, whatever Nur. There is a light child here. If anybody forgot his child or his daughter, we still have one daughter left here.